I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Net positive. I feel like it's a Monday. No, what is a Monday?
Well, it is Monday.
But I feel like it's a Monday of the episode because it is 53.
Yeah.
Like we had Christmas last week, and now it's like, all right, now we got to go to work.
We're back, baby.
Yeah. This week's episode brought to you by Miracle Made, baby. The sheets of all sheets. Mm. The Sheetz gas station of sheets.
Ooh.
That doesn't make any sense. You know Sheetz
gas station? I'm a Sheetz fan, though. Yeah.
Sheetz, the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
They're the best.
Yes.
The sheets of sheets.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I think they are the best.
They're like, hey, we're not advertising anymore. Thanks. Yeah. You said we're the sheets of sheets.
You called us a gas station,
wait,
sir.
Sheets is with a Z, the gas station, isn't it?
I think so.
And where is it? Like in northern?
I think it's like
in Philadelphia area.
Yeah. Sheets. They got good like sandwiches and stuff,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. The sheets of sheets, dude. I'm going to try to remember that, but I'm definitely going to forget it.
The sheets of sheets.
Whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, there's one thing that will help, and that is better
sleep,
baby. Miracle Made sheets. You can tap into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation, which has been shown to improve sleep quality by over 20%. You ever woke up and you're like, yeah, let's get the day started.
Yes.
Let's get the day started.
And I definitely have woke up on days when I definitely didn't get a good sleep, and you feel it even harder.
Nah, I'm ready to go, baby.
Yeah, yeah. You need it.
I don't sleep good on the bus, on the tour bus.
Did you start bringing the sheets
haven't yet,
with you?
But I need to. I needed to start doing a lot of things, but that, yeah.
But that's a good start.
Yeah, but these sheets, when I get, when I go, I'm sleeping in my bed tonight.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping at home. It's a game changer.
Yeah.
These sheets are incredible. Be like us. Be like me and Alex. Get yourself self-cooling properties, better quality sleep, silver-infused fabrics originally inspired by NASA. And you're sleeping on that technology, baby. Self-cleaning and temperature-regulated, luxurious comfort and quality Miracle-Made sheets. Without the high price tag of other luxury brands, and feel as nice, if not nicer, than the bed sheets used by some five-star hotels.
Can confirm.
Wouldn't know.
Dang it, dude. Oh, well.
What do you
we
mean?
We took opposite sides there.
Yeah, you go five-star?
I've been in five-star hotels.
Hey, let them know up top, hey, baby.
I got it right back at home now.
Can't
I'm not going
money,
anymore.
Baby.
I'm good.
I don't think I've ever stayed in a five-star hotel.
Seriously?
No, I don't think I've ever. A five-star hotel? Mm. When would I have done that?
I don't know.
Better for your skin also.
Mm-hmm.
Try Miracle Made. TryMiracle.com/net positive to try the Miracle Made sheets today. TryMiracle.com/net positive and put in the end there.
Yeah, because also Mother's Day and Father's Day is right around the corner.
Yep.
So this is a perfect way to give someone you love the gift
better. Hey, birthing parents day.
Oh, my mistake.
Sorry.
My mistake.
Don't say mothers, bro. In 2023, unbelievable. That's not in the coffee, dude. Sorry. That's not.
Give someone you love, how's that? The gift of better and more luxurious sleep. Save over 40% and be sure to use our promo code. We're starting off hot.
Yeah.
Our promo code, NETPOSITIVE, at checkout to save even more and get 3 free towels. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made.
Baby.
Go to trymiracle.com/net positive. Use the code NETPOSITIVE to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/net positive.
Right.
Treat yourself.
You know that way you ever say, like, dude, you're getting in an argument with somebody, you're like, dude, you know what you need? It's just, you need a nap.
Yeah.
And then you wake up, you're like, never mind. I'm not mad anymore.
I didn't need a nap.
You know, and I was on Twitter and I was like, and then I took a nap and had a ham sandwich. I'm like, nah, you're good.
Yeah.
Fresh off the road, baby. Actually, fresh off two hot episodes.
The hottest of episodes.
Yeah, there's a lot of new people in here.
Yes.
We should introduce ourselves. My name's John Christ. I am a comedian. Stand-up comedian, longtime stand-up comedian. We've had a podcast for 1 year.
1 year.
It's called Net Positive. Why is it called Net Positive?
We just want to make sure we're putting a lot out there.
There's a lot out on top. There's a lot of incoming things,
yeah.
Emails from y'all, things we see in the culture, in life, and we try to find the positive in
it.
And we roast a lot of things and have a good time. This is Alex Lagos on the ones and twos. And Andrew is also here, looking off into the abyss. Andrew doesn't have a mic, and a lot of people, whenever they email in the show, they're like, what is Andrew looking at?
Those are my favorite emails. Yeah. The ones that are like, hey, if Andrew could like look at the camera every now and then, that would be cool.
Yeah. Keely, the intern, is not here. Where's Keely?
MIA today.
She's not here.
Yeah. No, she got the day off. She's good.
She got the day off. May tour dates, Jacksonville, Florida, and Tampa and Fort Myers this weekend. Yeah, we're having a full DeSantis weekend. No, that's not right. We're having a full Disney weekend. Maybe let's say it better. We're having a full Florida Man. That's
nice.
A better way.
There you go. Nice.
Florida Man weekend, Jacksonville, Tampa, Fort Myers. And then later in May, Fort Collins, Grand Junction, Boise, Idaho. June, we're going to Louisville, Washington, D.C., sold out, second show added. Salt Lake City, sold out, second show added. Colorado Springs, Sacramento, Fresno, Thousand Oaks, and Las Vegas, baby. Dude, we just had a second show added in Phoenix, Arizona for December.
Whoa.
That's how fast these tickets are going.
That's what, 7 months
December,
out?
December, and we already sold out the first one. They added a second one.
Dang, dude.
Wild. Dude.
Phoenix loves you.
We out here. Come out and see us. We just got back from Augusta, Georgia.
Amazing.
You know what Augusta's known for?
The Masters?
The Masters.
Did you golf while you're down there?
Listen to this, dude. It's the best golf course in the world.
For sure.
By far.
Yeah.
Okay, so I already didn't flex with the 5-star, so now this is going to be the opposite.
Okay.
So I have an assistant, mm-hmm. and we play golf on the weekends mm-hmm. when we're out on the road.
Right.
There's nothing to do. You wake up on a bus in a loading dock in Augusta, Georgia at 8 a.m., and the show's not till 8 p.m.
Yep.
So you got 12 hours to do something.
Yeah.
You're like, you can only find so many coffee shops in a city. Okay. So if I say on Monday, or like, hey, I want to play golf in Augusta, and she, to her credit, she knows nothing about golf. Mm. And she just, she's instructed to find the best course and call them and see if we can play.
Fool's errand. Fool's errand.
Which she, so she sends me like on Friday before we leave, she goes, here are the courses. Here are the best ones. Here are the ones I called. Here are the ones that said you couldn't play. Here are the ones that say you can play, or you have to, right. And here's the rundown.
Yep.
Or you can't play here at noon. You can play here at 3. And she goes, so she emails and she goes, Augusta National called and said you couldn't play. And I go, what, you called Augusta National? I go, wait, I called her. I go, what? Hold on, let me call her. Can I call her?
Yeah.
I'm going to call her.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, what exactly? Because she knows nothing. That's like calling the White House.
Yes, and you're like, can we use your conference room?
Yo, like, yo, hey, Obama is like in town. See if he wants to like meet up.
Yeah. You need a flight really quick. And you're like, is Air Force One available? We heard you guys have this flight that flies out of there every now and then.
Hey, I'm down here. Or like, hey, LeBron, I heard you're like in town.
I'm trying to get a lift in. Can I come use your gym?
See what she says. She might not answer.
Put it on speaker and just put the bottom up. Yeah.
Like this?
Yep. Perfect.
This is hilarious, dude. I go, wait, what?
I love her. I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, no, she might not answer. But she does. She wouldn't know.
Hello?
Yo, hey, Eva, you're on the pod. Audio-wise, you're on the podcast. We're calling you from the podcast.
All right, let's go.
Because we have to ask you, what happened when you called Augusta National?
Okay.
Can you hear that or no? Can you hear?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I can hear it.
Okay. Where is the number?
Where is the number?
How did you find a number for Augusta National?
I just went on their website and clicked contact.
The Masters website. Okay. And then did someone answer?
Someone did answer. And I asked them, I said, I have a member at a golf club in Nashville, and I'd love to bring him to yours.
Well, you know, like President Trump can't even play there.
Well, listen, John Chris will one day.
Let's go. That's the energy
that
we need. Okay, so you said I have my boss or something, or what?
I said I have a member in Nashville.
Oh, a member of a golf course in Nashville, a country club.
Yes.
Respect, right? And then,
and I was recommended to come to your country club.
Yes.
They're probably like, by who? Tiger Woods?
Yeah. But, so then you said, what, like, is there anything on Saturday available?
Yes. I said, so how does that work? Is there availability? And they said, unfortunately, it's just for members and guests. And I said, okay. Maybe next year.
Just for members and guests.
Hey, well done.
Yeah, well done. Top to bottom. Yeah, well we were just played. Talking about it on the pod. I got to call Eva and say, figure out what they exactly said.
Yes, I was close.
All right, but so they weren't mean about it then.
No, they were super nice.
Oh, good for them.
They will get you there.
So they said we're going to call back, or maybe another time.
They said another time, maybe members and guests when he becomes one.
All right, so when we play there one day, we're going to go in there and be like, "Hey, we tried to call one time," because I told like several people that story, and they thought it was the funniest thing ever.
It's incredible.
They go, "Wait, aww, what? You called Augusta National?" I go, "What? Did you know what Augusta National was or no?"
I knew it was a big golf course, but I figured you've been there before.
I like this energy. Yeah, I like this energy. So, yeah. Well done.
So I was like, I got to try.
That's, I like that. All right. Well, I'll call you after the pod.
All right. For sure.
All right. Sweet. All right. It's hilarious. Yeah.
I love her, dude. That's amazing.
It's like, dude, that like, it's just like, hey, like after like Steph Curry, like, hey, great game. Like, where are y'all at? You're like, what? You're like, dude, I got a show, dude. I'm on a private jet, dude. But I guess that's the energy you need.
Yeah. So like I think she played it well.
You don't know any better.
Overconfident. Just like, hey, I got a guy.
You know what?
He wants to play golf.
You know what the net positive of this is? I need to be like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, they probably like Lydia always is like gassing me up like that.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't really belong there. I shouldn't like, she's like, you do.
If you act like you belong somewhere, most people will be too scared to question you anyways.
Gosh. She's like, hey, John Christ is coming in. Is 12:30 or like 1 better?
Yeah. Not asking.
I like that energy.
Hey, John Christ has an opening at 12:30.
Yeah.
Works?
Yeah. You good? We're going to send him over there. He's probably he's coming in a car. Mm-hmm. What should I tell the guy at the bag drop?
Who's going to be meeting him out front?
Yeah, I like that energy a lot. Yeah. Well, speaking of, Taylor Swift is in town.
Yeah.
This weekend in Nashville.
Big.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Insane, dude.
Bro, that's nuts.
That girl sells tickets.
How do you feel about Taylor Swift?
I think she is an amazing musician.
Yeah.
I think her brand is massive. Yeah. She is absolutely
very smart. Very, very smart.
Extremely.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And knows when to play her cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on the board. It's like a lot of people are like, oh, Taylor Swift, right? I'm on, you know what I'm on the side of? Excitement.
Yeah.
Like I'm on the side of, because so many people struggle with depression, anxiety. So if you need to have something on your calendar that you're gassed up for.
Yes.
Everybody should.
Agreed.
Whether that's a vacation or a weekend off or Whiskey Row on a Sunday. Yep. Shout out Jemima. Jemima reposted. We got her in trouble.
Dude. I saw her post.
I know. Dude, we got her in trouble. We said Jemima cussed on the podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She's canceled now. So.
Yeah. She'll have to come back and right her wrongs.
Yeah.
People like my girlfriend's going and she's like, they're all her and all of her friends are like on Amazon, like buying like outfits and like bedazzled. There's like their outfits, the outfits are like a thing.
Yep.
Big.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
I'm into somebody like you. What are you going to work for if it's not for some payoff?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you go, you're like, oh, this is fun. And then you're like, oh, next time we should go again. Mm-hmm. We should get better seats. We should like the stuff you want to go. I'm all about and people that like, remember that Morgan Wallen concert?
Mm-hmm.
It was like sold out or like, we just went down there like an hour early.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know. There's like excitement around there.
Yes.
Like, let's go down there.
It's in the air. You can feel it.
And that's that we need more of that.
Yeah.
Top to bottom.
I do always like having something on the calendar to be like, oh, in 6 weeks, it's whatever that is.
Go put, if you're listening, go get something on there.
Put something on the calendar.
Put something on there.
Put it on the board.
Because a lot of people are like, they come to my show last weekend. They're like, we bought these for Christmas.
Nice.
And ROI, like dopamine ROI, that's got to be peak.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You get somebody like a curling iron.
Yep.
Or something like a vacuum or something, whatever for Christmas.
Yep.
You get someone tickets for 6 months down the road, that's
all right. Hold on, what's better though? What's better when we're comparing dopamine rushes?
What's better
the booked out 6 months in advance, so you have 6 months to look forward to it,
yeah
or the spontaneous, it's
Monday. It's tonight. You book it for Wednesday. Ooh. And it's a real quick turnaround type thing, but it was spontaneous, so it's a different feel. What do you like better?
All right. When I said, when I, because that Morgan Wallen, that whole thing was hot.
Right.
Because it was like, it's in 2 days. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wait, what? The town was talking about it for 2 days.
They wrapped around the stadium.
That's all they talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah. That versus, hey, Taylor Swift is coming. When did she announce this? November, probably?
I'm sure a while back, yeah.
ROI-wise, if you said nothing, we didn't know anything about it, and I said, hey, I got Taylor Swift tickets for tonight.
Yep.
ROI-wise, it's better for 6 months.
Because you got more time to sit with it and be excited about it?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think it gets in the way a little bit, though? Like, it kind of also gets to the point where you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's 6 months out, dude. I got to wait.
Oh, yeah. Maybe like
so there is a little bit of
like on Christmas morning, you don't have the dopamine rush.
Right.
Yeah, it's a delayed.
Yeah.
It's a, what's that called? Like the pills.
Like
a delayed release. What's that
yes,
called?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I think it's delayed release.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, it, like it's for like headache medicine. It gives you a little,
yeah.
like over time.
My wife's a pharmacist. I should know these things.
Delayed release, ROI on the dopamine for Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah, it is delayed release. I just looked it up. Nice.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor, I mean, if you're going out there, like the line, like when I go to my shows and there's like a line around, like that's the like dopamine height.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's going there, getting dressed up, getting off work. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, dude.
Even waking up, you wake up, that's when it starts. You roll out of bed, you're like, oh, I got my whole day now.
That's like the dopamine rush for a meal. It peaks at your first bite,
mm-hmm.
and then it trails off, right?
Yes, yeah.
Because then after like bite, you know, you're almost done with your meal, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
So like, I'm thinking about Cane Prime. It's like a Cane Prime ad. I'm thinking about Cane Prime. Oh, once I get off work, oh, we got the reservation, 7:15. I'm in the car. I sit down. I get the drink. I got the bread, steak.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Unrelated, but I'm just curious. When you get your dinner plate,
yeah.
right? It's
yeah.
got, you know, you got like the steak.
Yeah.
It's got your vegetable, maybe a potato.
Yeah.
Are you a... eat a little of everything guy as you go, or do you eat them like compartmentalized?
No, I eat everything as I go.
Really?
Yeah. And I have to have fries to end.
No matter what.
If I'm having like a burger.
Yeah.
I can't just finish a burger and then be done.
Okay.
I got to go burger and then like three fries if I can time it all right.
But there is a strategy.
Oh, yeah.
It. Yeah.
Just like ice cream and cake. I go, the ratio is off here.
How do you play it?
Like, you ever got one of those like skillet cookies? I go, yep. we need a skillet cookie with more ice cream.
Yes.
That's what we need.
Always just need more ice cream. Yeah.
Yeah. You can have more ice cream left over.
Right.
That's like, you can have fries left over.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can't finish the main course without something else going on there.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the dopamine rush on vacation, like I'm going on vacation in 3 weeks, it's like, it leads up, hype. Oh, we're getting in the car. We're going down there. We got the beach chairs. We get out there, sit on the beach. Then after like 3 days, it kind of trails off.
The countdown to going home starts.
That's fine, which is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is.
So Taylor Swift, you go, got the tickets. And then you start seeing the posts from other people on the tour. You're like,
from other dates.
Oh, yeah. And start seeing like what songs she's going to get. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And everybody, listen, everybody struggles with depression.
Mm-hmm.
You should go into your doctor's office and he should say, get better sleep. Get off Twitter, put something on the calendar. Try that and come back in a month. And I'll give you the, Lexapro?
the delayed release.
I'll give you the Lexapro in a month. How about you do this? Work out 3 times a week, put something on the calendar, get off social media, and drink and eat well.
Mm-hmm.
Do that for a month. Forgive your parents. And then, and then come back.
Go see Taylor Swift.
And yeah. Put Taylor Swift on the calendar,
yep.
and then we'll talk.
Yeah.
You better clear it right up.
Foolproof plan.
Go out in the sun, lay in the sun a little bit, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be good.
Yeah, dude. I'm not even at Taylor Swift, I'm going to be on the road, but I'm hyped.
I've never seen her live. I'd love to, though.
But
it's amazing.
We're big supporters.
Big time.
Speaking of the net positive, we always get into this, is like there's a lot of information out on that is incorrect.
Yes.
That's why we started this podcast.
Because
we were like, well, I would like to add my voice to the list of voices.
Mm.
You know, it's like the bad things happen if good men stay silent.
Oh.
Is that a quote?
It should be. It is
not. No, it is a quote. Look it up. Like, bad things happen when good men stay silent. It's not, that's not even close to what it is, but it's something Yeah, there it is. Yeah, who said it? The only thing necessary for evil to triumph in the world is that good men do nothing.
Edmund Burke.
Yeah, dude, that hypes me up.
Okay, and then the second listing.
Oh, dang it, dude.
The second listing from Reuters goes, yeah. Edmund Burke did not say that.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, someone said it. John said it today.
Yeah. That's like getting community notes on, you know what that is? No. On Twitter. That's Elon Musk is like, he has community notes.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is unbelievable. Like something horrible in their community notes. It's like, this is from 2001. And you're like, shoot. Like getting community notes is like, getting ratioed.
Yes.
Like, nah, you're not getting away with this.
Professionally, officially
ratioed. You're not getting away with this. Yeah. but a lot of the things in the culture that happen, and then we bring them to this podcast and go, hey, is this, and that's what humor is. Mm-hmm. It's like, who, like, I'll ask you an honest question, because we talked a lot about in this podcast about tipping
yeah.
and how tipping culture is out of control.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And everybody with an iPad wants a tip.
Yeah.
And there's been lots of memes about it, mm-hmm. right? Like when tipping culture gets out of control, because I think it started during COVID and everybody was like essential workers, everybody was required to come to work and it was a sacrifice to come to work.
Right.
So everybody's getting a tip.
Yep.
How else does tipping culture get stopped besides humor?
Mm.
Comedians and comedic voices make fun of it.
Yes.
And now it's prevalent and now I feel like we're obviously not taking credit for it, but like there's a lot of jokes about it.
Yeah.
And it was like, somebody first said, is tipping culture like getting out of control? And not like Trevor Wallace has a video about like, you literally like put someone in the grave and then they're like, what's a tip? Or like somebody prays for you at church and they're like, tip, or like somebody sell, like there's a million of them. And it's like, we said on the pod, we go, hey, is tipping culture getting out of control? Everybody email in their tipping perspectives. And the net positive is, I tip huge on stuff, mm-hmm. but on stuff with the iPad, I go, no.
Yeah.
I just go, no. And this, we were at Pins, and you can't have food at Pins. So right. The food truck outside. And this, in the food truck is there, you know, there's like a generator, there's a lot of noise going on. You can't really reach up to a credit card machine. It's up there.
Right.
And so I gave him this guy my credit card. He takes it, and he's probably 2 feet above me. He goes, hey, quick question. Would you like to leave a 15 or 20% tip?
What?
Verbally. Verbally.
What?
Dude, that's so gutsy.
So he didn't even give you a chance to press the button yourself?
No. Because it usually goes 10, 20, 30, or 10, 20, or 15, 10, 15, 20. There's options. Right. And then if you want to go no tip, you go to go other, no, which is a whole shame-based thing in itself.
Right.
He said, from up there, like loud. Like if there's other people.
Right, yeah.
And I go,
yeah, I assume there's a line behind.
Yeah,
you.
So I'm at a bar.
Yeah.
And there's like, or outside on the curb, but there's other people around.
Yeah.
I was handcuffed into 20.
You said 20?
Yes, dude.
And that's why he does it.
Yes. I mean, I had to.
Dang,
I had
dude.
To.
Yeah, I don't know what you say.
He said, would you like to leave a tip of 15% or 20? That should be illegal, dude.
And he did what? Put a hot dog in a bun for you and yes. hand it over the counter? It's been sitting there for 7 hours.
The brisket tacos, they were pretty, well, they're pretty fire.
Right. Yeah,
right. Yeah. But, and I mean, but the net positive is I go, hey, I think this, right? We come on this podcast. I think this. And everybody goes, yeah, same. You're right. You are correct. And then I proceed with confidence. And so does everybody else, by the way.
Yeah.
Then they go, oh, everybody else thinks this? Okay. Which is the opposite of my bathing after the sun.
Dude.
We took a hit on that, dude. I took a hit on that.
Some people commented about that.
I took a hit on that.
There's no way that's true.
What did I say?
You said you started out by saying after being in the sun, you don't shower. You don't wash yourself because that the vitamin D needs to be absorbed into your skin.
That seems reasonable.
That was what you said.
Yeah.
And then I think backpedaled a little bit and said, well, you can shower. You just can't use soap.
Yeah. I said, you can have water.
And then everybody was like, no, that's
and
not.
And then you go, oh,
that's not
no.
how that works.
But that's that everybody, I should say everybody should have a podcast. Everybody shouldn't. But
they should. They can come do it with us. Don't
yeah, they come handle it, come with us, it with us and we'll solve it.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the guy that went to the mall?
Guy that went to the
you
mall.
Want to get that up top? The guy that texted. The guy that texted in.
Oh yeah,
with the advice.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Well, I thought it was. I didn't hear it.
We've never done an advice column before, but here we go.
Well, usually it's video.
Right.
You can, in the video, where is it in the, is the link in the bio?
Yep. Link's in the bio. It's our video mailbox link.
Yeah. If you want to send in a video, we help you with your, we don't typically do this up top, but I thought this was fun.
Yeah. Let's hit it. All right. So this is, this one starts off, hey guys, first off, I love your show. It's the perfect combo of humor and serious topics.
All right.
I'm hoping you guys could provide some advice slash insight for me on what I can do for the next time I run into this awkward situation.
Let me just tell you, we got you.
We got it.
What's this guy's name? Is he anonymous?
Anonymous.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go.
Okay. Said situation is being in, I like how I teed that up. Said situation is being in the Victoria's Secret dressing room area while your wife is trying on new bras.
Huh.
He goes,
hold on.
Okay. Go ahead.
No. Don't hold on. I'm good. Right.
So this was my first time ever going with a female to try on anything at Victoria's Secret.
I never heard of this.
So I honestly didn't and still don't have any idea on the proper etiquette or unwritten rules mm-hmm. for men accompanying their significant other in the dressing rooms at places
in
like
the
Victoria's
dressing
Secret.
Room. Okay.
I think he just means like in the area.
Okay. All right.
I wanted to wait outside in the normal shopping area. There you go.
Like out by the ants.
The what?
By the pretzel place.
What's yes, yeah, 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 Auntie Anne's.
Yeah, out by the Auntie Anne's, yeah.
But my wife wanted me to stay close in case she needed a different size bra, which she ended up needing.
He got to go, this is tough.
I don't know if it's just because of my Christian morals, but it felt very uncomfortable to be standing in the dressing room area with females trying on who knows what behind all the doors.
Hmm.
Mind racing a little bit there. I think stores need to put benches or have some place for guys to stand out of the way. I felt so awkward. I just stared at my phone and never looked up until I heard my wife call me over. I've never heard anyone talk about this topic, so hopefully you guys can give me some advice for the future. Maybe it is just to avoid the situation as a whole, LOL, or if nothing else, have a good laugh over my awkwardness to find a net positive. Thanks.
Mm. You know what? All right. First of all, there's a lot going on here.
Yes.
So she's not coming out and saying, do you like this?
It doesn't sound like it.
Okay. So she's in there.
Yes.
And if, I don't even know how to discuss this. What do you mean a different size?
So
like a different.
He's saying like she thinks she grabbed the right size, but once she gets it on.
First of all, grab a couple. Number one.
Yeah.
This is.
It's not a lot to carry either, by the way.
Yeah,
I've
good
seen
point.
Some bras in my day. They're not too bulky and spacious.
Yeah, they're
you could probably carry
small.
A
yeah.
whole bunch, link them
the
over.
The bras carry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No.
No,
that's what you were saying.
No. Okay. I was saying she doesn't need him to hold it.
I don't know how much it is to carry.
I'm saying, why
oh, yeah,
she,
I got you, got you.
Why doesn't she just...
If you're like watching the video episode where both our faces are very red. Both are like, dude. All right. First of all... Who are we blaming for this? It's kind of on her. First of all, he can't get in any trouble because she brought him. He's saying he doesn't want to be in there.
Correct.
So if you're like, what? I wasn't like, there is like a, I'm trying to think of like somebody, like a girl comes to like the meet and greet and like grabs my like butt or something, which has happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, I didn't like go find this person.
Mm-hmm.
This person, I was in there against my will.
Mm.
This is, I was, that guy's not in there. He doesn't, he's not like, hey, can I get mine?
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
No.
That, which
he's there as an assistant, essentially.
Yeah.
He's an assistant to his wife at this point.
And what would be the equivalent?
If you flip the script?
Yeah. Like a guy like going into like Dick's Sporting Goods and like trying on like a,
jock straps?
Yeah. Or something. That doesn't make any sense. Can you get a different size?
I guess.
Yeah. So he's sitting in the dressing room.
Yeah. So I'm envisioning
with all the
it
doors,
as like
yeah,
there's
yeah,
the
yeah,
aisle
yeah,
with
yeah,
all the
yeah.
doors. Like
that's her fault, but also his.
But also he has to say,
hey, I'm waiting outside.
Yes.
I'm not doing this.
My response would be if I was to give advice on this,
I
would tell my wife, hey, you don't need me to stand here and hold this bra for you. You can just take it right
now. And also
now.
There's a person that you go there. Most everybody in the mall is commissioned.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise that like, you can't have a job at the mall.
Correct.
You go, hey, when you remember, you go to like, hey, who helped you with this? Oh, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Okay. That girl over there helped me. All right. Yeah. Put it on her thing.
Mm.
Yeah. There's someone for that.
Right. Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. That's
I
why
I've never gone
there.
Into, if I'm trying on a pair of jeans, I brought three pairs in there.
Yeah.
And then if you don't, leave them in there.
That's what I'm saying.
I got this one.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah.
And jeans are way harder to carry than bras.
way harder.
That was what I was trying to get to.
I got you. Yeah.
It's like, dude, you can just grab a bunch of bras. You can hold them by the little straps. They're not that heavy. Hard.
Yeah.
Jeans. I've never been in.
Yeah, I've never been in a store. If I'm like going to Walmart and there's like the guy section is over there and it's like the bra section, I go around.
Yeah.
I go, I'm not walking through there.
Yes.
I think it might be my Christian values. What did he say? What's it say?
That's what he said.
I don't know if it's just because of my Christian morals.
Yeah. But, good flex in there. Slide that
it's
in.
It's also like, you don't want to be in there making other people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like it has nothing to do with like it's not a misogynistic, you shouldn't be assisting your wife. You absolutely should.
Yeah, I'm not doing
it. It's more so, I'm not sitting there making girls feel uncomfortable as they're trying on lingerie.
I'm not being in there. Anybody that's in a relationship, like you have to reserve the, I'm not doing that, like very sparingly.
There you go.
I use it like once a month.
Do you have something in mind that you play that card on?
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what. Yeah, I have. I go, but everything is negotiation or like, hey, you mind if I wait? Like, I'm not doing that. I mean, rarely. Mm-hmm. But if I do it, or if she does it, it's like, yeah, it got it.
Yeah.
Because you don't do it all the time.
You just got to tip your cap.
Yeah. So I wonder if this guy does, if you should have the, I'm not doing that card to play. Mm-hmm. But if you play it too often, you're not going to have it anymore.
That's right.
Yep. So you got to know when to play it.
Yeah. Like if he played one that morning, he can't then also play it there.
He'll say, hey, I'm not going to the mall.
Yes.
Yeah. You're off work. You're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You already cut the grass.
Go to the mall.
We're going to the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, hey, we can't get a cookie and a brownie because I don't get paid till Friday. We can, but just no.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever do. I mean, I'll suggest things here and there, but I don't rarely.
Yeah, it's a rare thing.
Yeah.
It definitely is there though. It has, and this would be an instance where I would play it.
Yeah, I would play
because
it.
Because the alternative is so simple. No. You just carry.
No, I would just walk out. I would just go.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey. And I'm like, I'm outside. I'm going to wait outside.
Champs is across the hall. I'm going to be over there looking at Nikes.
Trying on shoes.
See ya.
That's just tough. I put the blame on both of them.
Yep.
She can't bring him in there, but also he needs to have he should have the card to play.
Yes.
So they're going to listen to this and they're going to be like, see, John and Alex told me I could.
Yep. Yeah.
Play the John and Alex card.
Play it.
Yeah. John and Alex said I couldn't. Yeah. That's freaking hilarious.
It's a good one.
Let's get to the, speaking of, you want to go with the dude with the sign?
Yes.
All right.
Have to talk
this
about
is a
this.
Little bit of, this is a little bit of, is this tea? Is it controversy?
I don't think it's controversy.
Is it a scandal?
I think it's just an interesting tidbit.
We need help from those listeners to expose this. Mm-hmm. And a lot of new listeners, by the way. Mm-hmm. Now we got more fuel on our side.
Yes.
Okay. You want me to set this up?
Go for it.
Okay. There's a Instagram page called Dude with a Sign. Mm-hmm. All right. And I would imagine it's huge.
Massive.
What I would imagine everybody has seen this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And people, I would say I started seeing them maybe like a year ago. It's basically a guy, I'm guessing he's like in New York City, long-haired guy with sunglasses on, and he holds up a sign.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you see the memes where like, you know, when like Kanye West is holding up the sign, and then they put other stuff on it.
Yep.
You're like, okay, these are real.
Yes.
This guy writes on a piece of cardboard with a Sharpie, goes out. You can tell that they're real based on the sign.
Yep.
So he's holding up, in essence, jokes. Right? Is that a good way to say this?
Messages. Statements.
Yeah. Okay. So which is the first one?
Like the first one,
yeah, the first one
of these?
I believe
this one.
Let me see. Yeah. All right. So I got sent this. I posted, and I wasn't the first guy to post a polar plunge joke.
Right.
Like everybody's like, oh, cold plunges. We love, like people started to make fun of it, just kind of like tipping. I would say in the past 2-3 months,
mm-hmm.
polar plunging has gotten out of control and it was the biggest fad and everybody's like, ah, and then we started making fun of it. Okay.
Yep.
I posted this video making fun of the polar plunge. And then I would say 2 days later, I started getting sent this dude with a sign and his says, you can cold plunge without telling everyone,
mm-hmm.
which is exactly what my joke was.
Yeah, that's the message.
That is the message.
Yeah.
And I go, huh. I go, I think I was like, yeah, thank you. Like, I go, repost it more.
Right.
Or I might, I don't think I reposted it, but I might have. But I was like, yeah, this message more.
Mm-hmm.
More of this. Like, tipping is stupid.
Yes.
More of this.
Yes.
Or over tipping in the right person. Right. Yeah, more of this. I go, huh. And then I see this one. Stop pranking people who are minding their business.
Mm.
And I go, huh. We've said that.
Yes.
And that's not the polar plunging. That's common now.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard this.
Right.
I have said this.
Yes.
I've said this exact word.
Yes.
And his says, stop pranking people who are minding their business. Because we talked about
the
pranks.
The YouTubers who just go over the top.
Like, and timeline-wise, this is the week of after. And I go, huh, coincidence. Okay.
Sure.
And then I see this. Servers, we don't want you to memorize our order.
Hmm.
Dude.
Hmm.
Huh.
Hmm.
All right.
Fool me once.
fool me three times. Yeah, and listen, let me also say that I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
I don't mind this.
Yep. I got very excited when I saw this because
I think he's awesome. I do too.
Shining more light
on the
issues that we're trying to bring to the surface, to the forefront.
Yeah.
So I love it.
And he's not, what do we want to know?
The timeline does match up. I just want to know if he listens.
Yeah, but that's kind of like, it's kind of cocky of be like, hey, like me and Morgan Wallen are both in Tampa on the same night this weekend.
Nice.
He's like, it's kind of cocky of me to be like, really, dude, on my date? He's like, what, dude? That guy's selling the, where the Bucks play football.
Right.
I am like in the small theater.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm in the, like, dude, he doesn't know who you are.
Sure.
Or he doesn't, that's a wild thing to, you know?
Yes.
That's like for me to say, hey, like you still, we're not even saying that.
No, I just think because I'm not trying to accuse him of stealing anything. Think it's just very coincidental that the timelines match up. And I want to know, dude, do you watch the show? Because if you do, that's amazing.
Yeah, we're cool.
I love that.
We're cool.
Because I watch him.
Yeah.
So if he watches us.
We watch, yeah. And so this is cool. So the account that owns his account is like a meme account.
That's Jerry, right?
Yeah, which is it curates the internet, finds funny stuff, and reposts it.
They're like the original meme account too. They've been doing this forever.
But they're not saying they don't steal because they don't originate.
Mm-hmm.
They don't originate content.
Right.
Yes.
They reshare.
Which that's their whole page.
Right.
So I'm assuming that's what this is.
Mm.
He's not saying he came up with that.
Right.
Right?
Right.
He's just putting things on. What do we want the listeners to do? We want it to research.
Yes.
And find out if we're going to ask him.
The timeline needs to be dove into more and researched
more.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it.
I think we need to see that. I'd be curious to know. If he watches
the
show.
Hilarious. Because I get the first one. I go, oh, good. Yeah, we're saying that.
Right.
And I got the second one. I go, the middle one.
The pranking people.
Stop pranking people who are minding their own business is, that's a heck of a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
I love it.
And we don't mind it also. I think do you follow him?
I don't think I do.
I follow him because everybody sends me all of his stuff, in essence. I see it.
He finds his way onto my feed.
And we like him.
I love him.
Yeah, we don't know anything about him.
He's been doing this, too.
Yeah,
he's been doing these signs.
Yeah, so we're not saying that, if we didn't do the podcast, he wouldn't have any content, because he's great on his own.
Goodness, no, yeah.
He's great on his own.
Yeah.
That's just like
he's probably on his side holding up signs that say, stop stealing my topics for podcast topics. Yeah.
What if next... next week, he's like, I don't listen to Net Positive. I'm like, dude...
I have not and never will listen to Net Positive.
No, never heard of Net Positive. I like, this guy rules, dude. Yeah.
Or if it just says something like, don't be a net negative.
Good for him.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we like this guy.
Love him.
Love this guy.
I can't wait to see what he drops next.
Yeah. We have... now I'm going to be following close.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just... I'm trying to think which one to go to.
Okay.
Dude with the sign. Yeah. All right. Let's do... you want to get to the news a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. First get to the guy from Ocean. The guy with the oceans.
Okay.
That was wild.
You want me to tee it up?
Yeah.
So this is Boxer.
Yeah, Boxer.
And massive viral sensation.
All right.
Ryan Garcia.
Okay.
Big on like YouTube, big on social media.
Huge, huge Showtime fight.
Massive fight. Okay. Everyone's been looking forward to this one. And he walked out to Oceans.
Play it. Can you play it or no? You might.
Even if I lose, I want to say thank you, Jesus Christ, for all he does in my life.
I'm hyped. This is his walkout.
I'm gonna run through a wall right now, dude.
Are people singing it?
No.
Nobody knows that song in there.
Yeah, I don't think people in the arena know this one.
Can you imagine? Okay, so he walks out as a boxing, like the title fight.
Yeah.
And he... All right, you know how like... I'm trying to think of like in when you're introducing comics, like get hyped up, start cheering now. This is the guy, and then the next guy's like, "This guy, you seen him on Netflix, you seen him on the Tonight Show," and then the last guy walks out with nothing. Mm. You're like, "Oh, that's the flex."
Yes,
right.
Yes,
it's like, "All right, let's get ready to rumble," and it's like every day I'm hustling. Every like that's what hype music, and then the antithesis.
Yeah.
Is coming out to like a hymn.
Yeah. Goosebumps, dude.
A lot of people sent that to me.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Now I would say the message of spirit lead me where my trust is without borders did not mean to try to knock another man unconscious.
You don't think that's what they were?
I don't think that's what with the heart of the message.
That's your interpretation.
Which was from the Bible.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, I think there's a lot of verses in there about like, put others in front of you, which he did because he got beat.
He did. Yeah. 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 Maybe that's what it was.
Spirit lead me where my trust is out borders. Knockout.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got knocked out. Was he supposed to win?
I don't know. I didn't follow the lead up to the fight that closely.
Dude, and that's in, where is that? It's in T-Mobile Arena. That's in Vegas.
Massive, dude.
Yeah.
It was huge.
All right. I want, because, all right, I, to have like an idea like that is you gotta send it to the people that execute it,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's gotta be a text from him to the manager, the promoter, or his agent, or someone. He goes, "Hey, I want to walk out to Oceans," and whoever on the other side goes, "What's Oceans?"
Yes,
we know what that is.
Right,
it's a Hillsong. It's one of the biggest Christian worship songs of the last, probably the last 10 years. Probably the biggest.
Yeah,
yeah. And he goes, "I'm going to walk," and they go, "Hey, I think I got this text wrong. I think you sent me the wrong link." He goes, "No, that's what I want to come out to."
He said, "Do you mean Frank Ocean?
Oceans? Yeah, by Hillsong." You're like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah.
I love that.
I like it, man.
I wish he would have won.
I wish he would have,
too. But he'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. Oceans is a flex.
It'll be interesting to see what his next walkout will be.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, is he going to stay on this? Because he didn't win with it. And I don't know if he's superstitious
or what.
You
go from Hillsong, you know where you go?
Hmm.
Trill Song.
Mm.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Our guy. We love this guy.
New
All right,
banger.
This guy is, how do you set this guy up? This is a...
Mitchell Ferguson.
Okay, he's a, I think he's a worship lead. I don't know, he works at a church, maybe?
He's a musician, I know that. I don't know if he's affiliated with a church or anything,
yeah,
but
he
is
so
a
he
musician.
Writes these, like, what's the cat? How do you describe these songs? They're like Gen Z worship songs?
Yes.
They're like Gen Z hymns.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one.
When the world is mid.
Just let it play.
When the world is mid?
Yes, you slap. I will clap back on the devil. Cause he's always acting sus. It's giving sanctuary. Then you're vibing here with us. When the world is mid, you are gas. You are gas. You hit it for rent.
unbelievable, dude.
Bro.
That's a great song. It's a good song.
Move over, oceans.
I'd come out to that song on this weekend. I'll come out to that song.
Do it.
When the world is mid, you are gas.
You are.
Gosh. Well, so there's like a, if you go to church, if you, there's like a lot of, this is like a joke, but not like not that far off.
Some people in the comments are saying things, because I've been really invested in this guy since we played him the first time.
Mitchell or Michael? Mitchell.
Mitchell Ferguson.
I love this guy.
So many people in the comments are like, we actually did Devil Ain't Got No Riz last week.
Yeah.
So these are being mixed in now to like worship services.
Because if you go like, let's see, I'm trying to think of a word that we're like, hey, you're sanctifying me. Mm-hmm. Younger kids are going to be like, hey, mom and dad, what's sanctifying?
Right.
Or a word that's like washed in the blood or something that's very, if you're in deep,
right,
you know what it is. And then it's got to be switched to the kids or the parents asking the kids,
yep,
what's riz?
Right.
And everybody wins.
So like washed in the blood would be like, you got me lit right now.
Yeah. My sins are mid. Or I mean, I don't say the word mid, but yeah.
The devil be capping.
Yeah, he's like making a joke, but youth groups everywhere play this song.
Yes,
they have to.
He's killing it.
Listen to the start again. I love that song, dude. I'm gonna listen on the way home.
Is mid, sing it with us. When the world is mid, you are gas. You are gas. You hit different. Yes, you slap. Yes, you slap.
On the devil.
He's always acting sus.
It's given.
It's giving sanctuary when you're vibing here with
the pickup,
us.
Baby.
When the world
that drop hits, dude.
You are gas. You are gas.
It sounds great, too.
He sounds amazing.
Gosh, dude. Yeah, that's just a great song.
This has been in my head all morning.
Yeah, and I've been singing the other one for a month.
Devil ain't got no riz. He's got something with this trill song thing. Yeah, I think it's amazing.
Well, that's the beauty of the internet, is like it doesn't you know, when like Pringles or like Pepsi tries to put out like a make it a viral. You're like, all right, dude. You're like, send us your favorite Pringles memory. You're like, all right, you're trying to like.
You try.
Like this.
Don't try.
He's just doing it.
Yes.
He's like, this would be funny.
Yes.
And that's the best content.
Like if he posted that and was like, make this go viral, everybody would be like, dude, stop it.
Yeah, but he's
like, this is.
He's like, dude, you know what would be funny?
This is spirit led.
Yeah. Like I haven't had a weekend off in a while.
Yeah.
But like. I thought this is the funniest idea I've had in a year. It's probably going to bomb.
Right.
But there's in about an hour away from here, maybe 40 minutes, there's a city called Goodlettsville that it's way out in the country. They have like drag racing every like weekend. And I go, oh, I should go there. Like they don't let us read books in the libraries anymore. They don't let us, well, I've heard there's a drag race and then it's like, you get the joke?
Yeah.
It's like, Andrew, really?
He said, I didn't get it if you couldn't hear.
Like the drag, there's like, we can't go to drag brunch anymore. We can't go to like, and then it goes, but it's a drag race.
Right.
And you go out there and you're like looking around as like, I'm an ally. I'm just here to support. There's a drag race in Goodlettsville. I'm going to go. And then this guy talking about like, all I've heard was this guy talking about a tranny, but it's like a transmission. Don't get on board now, Andrew. Okay, now you think it's funny. I go, I call my camera guy. I go, we should go out next, it's every Saturday. And I'm working on Saturday. It's like next Saturday off, we got to go and make this video. And I go, I've been laughing at that for a month. And I was like, if somebody steals this and makes it before me, I'm going to.
This is going to be due to the sign's next sign.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ban drag races.
So I go, oh, that's like, I wouldn't make that for it to go. I just make it to make it.
You just make it and put it out.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah. And even if it gets, everybody's like, nah, dude, this ain't it. I go, I don't care.
Whatever.
And that's that guy.
Yeah.
You've thought it was funny for a month. So you've gotten your dopamine.
That's everybody that's doing good on the internet.
Mm.
And that's the opposite of like a quote, like influencer,
mm.
right? Those people are like, I think the people will, I hope if I go to Stagecoach, they'll like it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, dude, you don't want to be there. Yep. You don't want to be there.
Yep.
You're going there in hopes of the people on the internet liking it.
Mm-hmm.
That's never going to go anywhere.
Talk to them.
Anybody who, sorry.
Talk to them.
I don't want to get all hyped up. But anybody who's ever made anything good was making it for the sake of making it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, this is probably spent too much money on this. Like I have a million projects like this is, but I just enjoyed the process of making it.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably
where the best creations come from.
And then somebody's gonna when I put this video out, everybody's like, we listened to the podcast and we told you not to make this. I go, well, sorry. The dopamine already paid off.
Yeah, dude.
I was thinking about all these jokes and like going around to like the snack. It's like in the middle of nowhere is this drag race.
Yeah.
And I'm like going around like, has anyone seen RuPaul? They're like, no, dude.
Who?
But I was like looking up drag, like drag glossary.
Mm-hmm.
I was like looking up terms to like write jokes. I was just at night, dying laughing, just looking up making jokes for this.
Just trying to find the parallels.
Yeah.
Back and forth just between like the two cultures.
Yeah. Trying to, and like, it's not even a knock on any, it's just like
it's hilarious.
It's me misunderstanding. Like I'm just here to support. They took away our readings at the libraries. Like Tennessee made a law or something.
Yep.
So I'm like, but you know where we're still allowed to go? The drag. And then I get out there, I was like, what's going on out here? Then I see a guy in a mullet and I was like, well, maybe he's trans. I don't know. I shouldn't assume. It's probably gonna bomb. It's probably gonna 100% bomb. But yeah.
Yeah, YouTube will have fun with that one.
This episode, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Caldera Lab, baby. They out here. Exciting news. New sponsor. We had when did we have them? Last week, 2 weeks ago?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they out here. Say goodbye to the generic face wash on your counter because Caldera Lab here to save the day when it comes to your skin. Backed by the leading clinical trial where 9 out of 10 men, sorry ladies, you're going to have to buy this one for your man. If you don't have a man,
Well.
Ask somebody to come help you try on bras
there
and then
go.
Maybe you can find, okay. It's a callback is what that's called in comedy. Where 9 out of 10 men experience healthier and visibly improved skin. Look at me, baby. Caldera Lab has tools to unlock your best first impression and confidence. Yeah. Today we have an exclusive offer for our audience so you can try for yourself why so many men trust Caldera Lab, including me and Alex, baby. Look at my skin. Zoom in on it.
Mm.
Nah, I can't zoom in on it. You can.
They can zoom in on.
It's going to be pixelated when if you
pinch
zoom
in there on the phone.
Yeah, get in there.
Get in there.
Can you do that on a video?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
on YouTube
can.
Now.
Yeah. For your skincare needs, use code NETPOSITIVE at CalderaLab.com. Let me spell that. CalderaLab.com for 20% off their best products.
Yeah, they sent that bundle.
We got a lineup, baby.
I've been locked in on
it. We got a lineup. Yeah, we got what do we got first? The Clean Slate.
Yep.
That's the first product. You start off your day. It's balancing cleanser. Used a gentle plant-based cleansing, leaving all your skin exceptionally refreshed, like a baby.
Mm.
They didn't say that. I added that myself. The base layer is a nutrient-dense, fortifying moisturizer that hydrates your skin and absorbs fast, leaving you with a matte finish like a G-Wagon, baby. That's a matte. That's all.
Yeah.
You can start improving your day confidently. The good is the third one that you use. Yeah, that's a whole routine, baby.
It is.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel left out because my girlfriend has a routine.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
You got to get one, man. I mean, you got
brush
one.
My teeth.
It's right here.
Yeah.
The base layer is my favorite one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Good.
I can feel my skin drinking it in.
And then they got the Icon, which is the eye cream.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes if I have a big show, I'll do more stuff.
Okay.
You know?
Yep.
Like if it's just like, I'll just like put on deodorant, like maybe put some hair gel.
Right.
But then I go, I'll start to... But yeah, this got me going good.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a reverse aging. That's not in the copy. I said that myself.
Right.
Get 20% off with our code NETPOSITIVE at CalderaLab.com. Fellas, use it. Send us a video. No, don't do that.
Send us your skincare routine.
Yeah, send it. Yeah. Send us a before and after.
I actually do want to see that.
Yeah, send us a
skincare routine, guys. Come on, fellas.
I'm into it. 20% off at CalderaLab.com by using the code NETPOSITIVE. Unlock your youthful glow and be ready for summer. Let's go. With Caldera Lab. We out here. top to bottom. You want to put anything else in there?
Oh, yeah. I think you crushed that, bro.
Oh, you know what we got to get to. Let's do the one, the pastor.
Okay.
Yeah. This is already three Christian-related topics.
Yes.
Is this too much Christian things?
I don't think so.
Yeah. This is funny.
Though. We're three or more are gathered.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Nice, bro. Alex Lagos, ladies.
We're three or more topics about Christianity are gathered.
Yeah. We'll do the... all right. So there was a pastor. I don't know where this was. Somebody sent this to me.
Yeah, it was on Twitter.
And by the way, a lot of these news stories come from listeners.
Yes.
A lot of them do.
Yes.
So I should credit... people send stuff in. Because here's how this goes. You're on the internet.
Right.
You see stuff that annoys you. Right. You're like, we can't let this go.
Right.
Somebody's got to... But everyone... on the internet has a spouse, mm-hmm. and has a job and has kids. They don't want to get fired.
Right.
So I can't publicly roast this. Whose job is that? The comedian.
Yep.
It's ours.
Yep.
Yeah. So they got sent it to us and they go, John, please make fun of this.
Yep.
Here we have, okay. Christians don't support the Easter bunny.
Right.
Because it's like the reason for the season, a lot of Christians, very, very conservative ones don't like Santa because the reason for the season is the birth of Jesus.
Right.
And that's the commercialization of the holiday that takes away from the original motive. Same with Easter. Mm. The Easter bunny, I don't know where that came from, but Easter was the resurrection of Christ.
Right.
Okay. So there's...
Just from the opening frame, what do you know about this already?
All right, there's a pastor on stage preaching. It looks like a church. I can tell because that brick. That's a church.
That is a church.
That's a non-denominational. That's a new one.
Yes.
That's
my church growing up had those.
Yeah, that's a church. Yeah. That's a church. I could tell. Yeah.
What do you know about the pastor, just seeing him standing on stage?
I mean, he's got skinny jeans on, a lot of denim, a t-shirt, and a jacket, and he looks like a Stephen Furtick-ish type pastor.
In that lane, for sure.
And there's a... In the background, there's a video wall.
The most massive LED wall. Video wall.
And you see lighting.
Yes.
So you go, oh, I know where this is headed.
Right.
And then, all right, so off the stage, you see an Easter bunny and what appears to be a wrestling mat.
Right.
Behind it.
Yep.
So you go, all right, I don't know where this is going to go, but I think I know where this is going to go.
Yep.
Play the clip. Oh, no. Pastor drops the mic. Comes off the stage, confronts him. Yeah!
The instant replay.
Body slams him with the look back. And then he's going, where are you going? Where are you going? Into the crowd? He goes into the crowd and he goes, wait. Oh, what's he say?
And he just goes, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, hold on. Pause it. I know... That you have reviewed this, you can't put the mic back in the stand because that's like, you got to do it. You got to make it aggressive.
Right.
But also, I've done that before. If you drop that mic, that's a $5,000 mic.
Yeah.
Watch him what he does with it. He places it. Yeah, because the sound guy goes, hey, I this is a good bit.
Yeah.
This is wild that we're doing this in a church.
Yeah.
But it is Easter, so there's a room for a little bit of like fun because there's a lot of new people in there. And if I was in staff meeting, I'd be like, yeah, it's funny. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
This is great.
Yeah. And he goes, and then the sound guy goes, hey, I'm good with this. Do not drop that mic. I've already asked for too much from the budget, from the pastor, for audio video.
It's too early in the year for us to be cutting into budget like that.
We can't do this.
A lot of game left.
A lot of shot clock left.
Yeah.
Put the mic down. I'll put you a pillow on the ground. Put it on that. And then he goes, and he jumps down. This is unbelievable.
The jump off the stage is great. I love the boots.
And then he confronts him. Yeah. Yeah.
Who do you think is in the bunny suit, and how did they decide who went in it?
Yeah, it's got to be. It can't be heavy,
right?
And it's got to be a tall. It's got to be someone that fills the bunny suit. Well, it looks like there's some extra room in there.
He looks tall. The bunny looks taller than him, so I would assume a guy. Statistically speaking,
You got to lift. What do you mean?
Taller than him. Not many females.
Height wise, height wise. Okay, he picks him up. Textbook.
Good lift.
Does he jump?
He might.
See if he jumps. I think he gets the Easter Bunny jump. Yeah. He gives him a little bit. Yeah. Hold on. Watch.
That bunny jumping. That bunny jumping. Look at it. He's way down.
He goes, one, two, three. He commits, though.
That's good.
That's a kid from the youth group. That's a kid from the youth group for sure.
Just an awkwardly tall 16-year-old guy.
These jeans, you got to retire. You got to retire these jeans.
Those look like some old True Religions.
Yeah, with the back pocket bedazzle.
Yeah.
You got to retire those.
I can't see the t-shirt very well, but I would assume it's Affliction.
Oh, it's Jesus.
Oh, it is Jesus.
Is it?
Jesus Crown of Thorns, it looks like.
Yeah, but it's like a Kanye West piece of merch or something. Like, it's like one of those. Yeah. I mean, that's a high fade. That's a high and tight.
It's a very high and tight.
That's a skin fade right there with a big mustache. Tough.
Skin looks good. Probably using Caldera Lab.
Yeah, it's got to be. Well, he doesn't know where he's going after this because he's like, the crowd's going nuts. And also, how long has the guy been standing there? Or I want to know how the bunny came out. So the bunny comes out and everybody goes, boo, when like Triple H or somebody that is not the guy.
He's the villain.
Yeah, he's like, boo. He's like, the Easter bunny is not what Easter is about.
Yep.
This is about, and he's wearing Jesus. This is about Jesus. And then an Easter bunny has to walk out.
Yep. And here he is to steal the show.
Oh, really? I need to see more. And he's up there well, this, and this. And he goes, hold on. Yeah. But he walks in front of the mat.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to church that Sunday, you go, what's this mat for?
Right.
Yeah. That's like we used to have a buddy. I forgot what his name was. He was like an open mic. He's like an open mic comic. And he would walk out with a guitar.
Yep.
And set it down like a guitar case. Set it down, do his whole bit, and pick up a guitar case and go back off.
Never played it.
No.
Dude. Oh, I love that.
It was funny because you're like, oh, he's going to get to the guitar.
Yeah. Oh, it's a musical guy.
But he never did. And everybody's like, well, it was just hilarious.
How do you start doing that?
What's that kid's name? I forgot what his name was. But then he like started bringing it like on the road.
That's really funny. I like that.
That's like you have the mat. Like you know, you're gone to like a Travis Scott would have like a roller coaster in his show.
Right.
And you go, oh, something. Or like you go to like a concert and there's like a big drape over something.
Yep.
And you go, well, when the opening act, that's coming down.
Right.
And then there's something back there. That's like you go, oh, they got a wrestling mat.
Do you think this is at the top of the sermon or this is like...
It's got to be the closer.
Got to be, right?
Yeah, it's got to be the closer. I mean, where do you go from here?
He should have walked off.
And where do you go from here and where does the bunny go from here? Does he lay unconscious?
Until everybody files out.
He's like, you can get up now.
Maybe they tell him to come in and like spit on the bunny.
Oh,
like, come in
yeah,
and like, let's
yeah,
bury this bunny.
Bury this bunny. Well, when I went to the wrestling, remember I went to the wrestling, the Monday Night Raw?
Yeah.
You go, somebody got punished and they were like laying on the, like unconscious and then they brought out like a stretcher. But then I was like, oh, these are like fake EMTs.
Right.
And then they put like a neck brace on him and then he like ripped off the neck brace and went back and like, you're like, yeah. Like they have to have like, if they had like fake, like somebody come and help him off.
Yeah.
Or do they commit all the way to the bit?
Just let him lay.
That's just a flex of all time.
I like it.
I love it. Yeah.
That spices things up on a Sunday for sure.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to the one last thing because there's a lot of new listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this for a while. We haven't done it in a while, but people still email. What we've made fun, one of the major themes of this pod, the mini libraries.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand the mini libraries because it's just like, it's just an ego flex for somebody to be like, I'm a good person.
Yep.
Like, no, just go to a library. We don't need... They're all over my neighborhood. I don't live in this neighborhood, but my house is, I live in a townhome.
Mm-hmm.
But in my neighborhood, there's very expensive homes with many libraries out front.
Yeah.
Hey, no one in this neighborhood is looking for books.
No.
And not the books you have. They're buying them on Amazon.
Yeah.
They're not, this is not, you're just trying to be like, I'm a good person. I can't stand many libraries. The other thing is the protesting.
Yeah.
And we haven't done one in a while.
It's been a minute.
But protesting is getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Because during COVID, no one had any way to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, let's just protest.
Yep.
Like these are adult humans acting like children, protesting about something that's very vague usually for attention on the internet. This one, you want to do this one first?
Sure.
All right. Where was this?
This one looks like it is at the National Gallery of Art in DC.
Save it, dude. Yeah.
And it is a sculpture in a glass case.
Yeah.
And the scene is there's a man and a woman.
Yeah.
Dressed very normally.
Well, all right. Protesting has developed because now people, there's a lot of people that are already filming
mm-hmm.
before the protesting. And that's not how protesting should be. Mm. There's already 12 people like, hey, did you start?
Right.
Like, okay, now we're going to start protesting. Yep. That's not how protesting is.
Right.
You throw a brick through a window and there was like, dude, he just threw a brick through a window. What's going on? Mm-hmm. I didn't get the brick throwing, but it's like, I would like to see like, everybody ready? Okay, I'm going to start protesting.
Like there's a production coordinator with a headset on the side. Ready camera four, ready camera three, take three.
And I feel like these people are dressed nice.
Yes.
They're older too.
Yes.
Which you're like, oh, I thought it was like for kids wanting attention.
That's where this one is a little different than a lot of the other protester clips we've covered.
And by a little different, I mean more embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not damaging the art.
Right.
They're damaging the case of the art.
Right.
Which the art is to protect. It's like breaking your phone, like, protector.
In protest of Apple?
Yeah, that's what it's for.
You broke your case.
Yeah, you're like, what? Yeah, I got a new case. Did this?
Yeah. The plexiglass is going to cost us $150.
Yeah,
like,
we're good. Yeah. Oh, you know, when a museum closes, museum hours are like bank hours.
Right.
Closes at 5.
Yeah.
We'll have one up in the morning.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
It's a piece of glass.
And it looks like they're just painting it. We can play this and let it kind of.
Who said I'm sorry?
The guy. I'm going to run that back.
He did?
Yeah, let me run that back. The guy says, I'm sorry.
Oh, damn.
Right here.
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh my, this is absolutely tough, dude. This is absolutely hello friends. This is so nice. This is so embarrassing.
This is the most polite one yet. They finger painted and then they addressed everybody as hello friends. Finger painted, apologized, and then said, hello friends.
This is so embarrassing.
She looks like she'd be a great third grade teacher.
Oh, like that's what I was watching this. If I was in, there's no harsh language.
Yeah.
There's no raising of voices. I would be like, oh, this is a cool installation.
Mm.
I would think this was
performance art.
I wish everybody at the end goes, that's great.
They just applauded. Nobody took any video or anything. Everybody was just like, that was beautiful. Wow.
She's like,
I'm moved, truly.
Out of respect for your art, we didn't want to video.
We didn't want, yeah. We really feel people should buy a ticket to come see this. We don't want to.
Great museum. Yeah, this is a great museum.
Well done.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
What'd she say? Like human, they say that human expression is being destroyed by climate change. Human expression is being destroyed by this protest. But okay,
yeah. I'm gonna play. I want to hear what she said.
Me too.
I'm a mom from Brooklyn.
My name is Joanne. I'm a mom from Brooklyn.
Bro, this is the best protest of all time.
This is the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. And again, all right. I've said this about the protest from the beginning.
Yeah.
There's a beta male.
There he is.
And there's another beta male a part of this. Right?
Yep.
There's a woman that is leading it. I don't even know what I'm trying to say by that.
But no, that's what it is.
But there isn't every single one. There's a beta male, the woman that goes, and the guy goes, I'll co-sign with you. I don't have any lines. I'm guessing he doesn't have any lines. He might. I don't have any lines.
He already started by saying, I'm sorry. So tough start.
How do you know he's beta? All right, so he said, I'm sorry for protesting.
Immediately apologize. She looks like a good third grade teacher, and he looks like the guy who is hiding behind the tree near the playground.
There's a sad face. Great installation. This is great. Guy.
What did she say her name was?
Yeah. Hi, my name's Sherry. I don't know.
I'm a third grader.
So friendly. Got her hair up in a ponytail.
I need it again.
A pantsuit.
My name's Joanna. I'm a mom from Brooklyn.
Democrat.
I'm here today in D.C. I'm in a place that I respect.
What's the guy doing with his hat? Stop this. Go watch the podcast. You have to watch this.
I haven't even seen this full video
yet. Well, I mean, neither. You have to go to YouTube. Start where you're starting. Is it the same timestamps?
What?
If you're on Spotify and YouTube?
No.
No, a little different. They're close enough, though.
Right, get in. This is, what does he take his hat off?
The timestamps are in the description.
Okay, so yeah. Go, what is he taking his hat off for?
And looking up to the sky.
In honor of the art.
Look it.
Stop. Practice, rehearse better.
Bad. Very bad.
Rehearse better.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you're not, it's like, hey, you know, Steph Curry, great shooter. When it comes game seven, delivers.
Yeah.
Steps up, delivers 50.
Yeah.
Okay. If go to the Children's Museum first and do a smaller,
your way up.
Yeah. Go to the public park.
Yeah.
And like, if there's like a statue out there, start by like practicing.
Yeah.
Deface that.
Yeah.
And then film it and then critique, go watch the video. Because now this is your Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you're getting arrested and you're already 15 seconds in and you're stumbling over your words.
Yes.
Commit, if you care about the environment, commit it to memory.
Yep.
Commit your words to memory. The Indian style.
I will throw her some bail.
Yeah.
What she's lacking in preparation.
Yeah.
She, for me, is making up in charisma. She seems very likable.
Oh, yeah. Very likable. Yep. Okay. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Why is he cutting her off?
Who was he saying that?
Yeah.
For our children,
we are worried like most of
Americans. Hold on, stop. Okay. I got a big heal the world energy from this guy.
He cut her off three times.
Yeah. This is not, we're here to platform you.
We are.
We're here to give you the attention you need.
Yeah, you got it.
If you did something good, we would.
Yes.
We would cheer. We would, in terms of protest,
yes.
We'd go, yeah.
We've had ones on here that we've said, we don't necessarily agree with the cause, but we love the execution. Yeah. Well done. So.
There's been some terrible ones.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Climate and about biodiversity crisis. And we need our leaders to step up, put their differences aside, and simply be responsible. We are adults. We should be at home working. I have a job that requires.
Hey. No, you don't. I have a job that requires. Let me stop you there. You don't.
You are adults.
Yeah.
You should be at home working.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. I have a job.
So you know that. So let me ask you this. Why are you here?
It's Tuesday afternoon. It's 11:30. You don't have a job.
Your finger painting
this
on a
suit
glass.
Looks like you bought it at TJ Maxx for your last interview. You don't have a job.
Let's hear what his job requires.
Yeah.
Health and safety, but I can't do my job unless I have a government that does their job at looking out for the health and safety of our children. This is all of our children, folks, especially the global south, who we're all living at the expense of.
The most vulnerable, and that's why we try to come visit this beautiful, beloved child that the world knows has sisters all over the world.
Nope.
It's a sculpture, so.
This guy's coming in with a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, get him. Party's over, my guy. Yeah. Also, why do they ever cut? They always cut off the good part.
Well,
they got the good part when they get. Oh yeah, here we go.
Don't worry.
Party's over.
There's to be continued.
Oh yeah, party is over.
They get him.
Got him.
They cuff him.
Yeah, cuff him up, dude. Take him. Here's my only thing. That it's not going to go well for that guy in prison.
No.
It's not.
I just, dude.
Let me just say this. You don't have a job. That's the thing. I don't want to hear anything that guy's to say.
No, me either.
You don't have a job because you're doing this. And if you do this, here's how I know he doesn't have a job. Because he's not expected to be there tomorrow.
Right.
Because he's going to prison.
Yeah.
He's not going to prison. He's going to jail.
Yeah.
So any job that I was like, hey, Alex, like, are we doing the podcast Monday? Yeah. 10? I'll be there. You're like, I can't get arrested on Broadway.
Yeah.
Because we got to do the pod tomorrow.
Yeah. But John, it's bigger than that, man.
It's climate. It's bigger than that.
We've said that's been retired. The climate protests have been retired. We need a better reason to protest.
Well, there's Just Stop Oil is still doing their thing.
Oh yeah. Oh, they are?
Here's another one.
Oh,
so
no.
this is at the World Snooker Championships in the UK, which is a type of billiards.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, and this is a guy walking into the field of play and putting orange powdered paint all over the table.
Small, I would say, like these. Oh, so he ruined the weekend.
He ruined the game.
Yeah.
They're going to need a new table. They're going to have to start again. Tough.
Gosh, I would be so pissed.
Tough look.
I would be tough look for him.
Yeah.
Absolutely tough look for that guy.
Yeah, he got on the table, like kicked all the balls everywhere. Like,
and this is like I don't know what this sport is, but this is the championship.
Yeah, this is the world championships.
Also, go to something bigger. Go to a bigger event.
Yeah, I don't know why it's all obscure things that they pick.
Go to I know why. Because if you did that at the Super Bowl, you're going to jail for a long time.
Yeah.
If you go to a high school football game, they're just like, get out of here. They give you a $150 ticket.
Yeah.
Like, they go, all right, well, this is not probably on TV. Or it's maybe on
TV. It is over there.
Where? What's
this? This is in the UK.
I mean, it's like, dude, go to the PBA, go to the big one.
Yeah.
Go to the bull riding.
Well, or like pick a soccer game.
Go to a soccer game.
I know you
game.
Got a bunch of them over there.
Yeah. Wow, dude. I know y'all got soccer.
You guys got soccer.
Like, you're going to what?
Yeah.
See, if like you had something in your back pocket, we've talked about this before, but like, hey, you're like, hey, I'm the guy that whatever. Right. Like, oh, one of the guys that wrote like let's say like a Garth Brooks song.
Yeah.
You kind of got that in your pocket.
Yes.
There's more obscure ones who are like, hey, the guy that like you wouldn't recognize him, but like Jorge Soler or something, he hit the game winning for like you're like, but you kind of have that in your pocket for like events.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, anything. You're like, oh, you know that video? I am that guy.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, you're him?
Yeah.
Right? Of a, like a, the Yodel Boy or something. He's gone on to be popular. But like a lot of like the stuff that everybody like, hide your wife, hide your kids.
Yep.
That I'm him. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Like this carries no, it does nothing for you.
No.
After the day.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, I sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me show you this video. Like
hey, want to have secondhand embarrassment with me real quick?
Yeah.
Here, watch this video of me getting on a pool table and putting orange paint all over myself.
Dude, can you imagine guy trying to be like friends with like any, like if, and they, then you like, imagine dating someone and then you go, I'm going to have to tell her about this.
Do you think that, let's find a net positive. Ready? Do you
for
think,
him?
Yep. Do you think that when he and other people in that world go and execute on a protest like that.
Yeah.
Do you think they're like, yo, I'm going to get so many protester chicks after this, dude?
Is it like a community?
Yeah. Like,
maybe.
Do you think they're like, my DMs are going to be flooded with
and the
protester
other,
chicks?
And the girl from the milk from the grocery store is like, hey, I saw your...
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's other way to get to... I don't know. There's other ways to get love, I
sure,
guess, or attention. Yeah. Attention is better than nothing.
Like if he gets married off this video because another protester hits him up and he's like, "Hey, I saw what you did. I really like that."
I protest the environment too.
Yeah.
I just came off the Hugging Trees tour.
There you go.
And I'm on that. Hey, good for you, or whatever. It's the oil in the trees usually.
Yeah.
That's a tough look for that guy.
Yeah, man.
We can reach out to him. Well, let's not reach out to him.
Yeah.
All right, we got an email or two, and then we'll wrap this up.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the email, what's the email? netpositive@johnchriscomedy.com.
That's the one.
Yeah. Email us in. There's a fact. We do a lot of fact checking. Because we like to be honest on this podcast.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And I've said some wild things and people are like, hey, no. And then the tire pumping.
Yeah.
We've talked about a bunch.
Yep.
About issue that you're trying to like, you're trying to act. How do you describe it?
Tire pump?
Yeah.
You're looking for a little ego boost.
You're looking for a little ego boost.
And like you get it it can look like you're doing it for like pure for intention reasons, yeah. But like really you're getting a nice
you're getting a little bit of a hit. You're getting a little of an ego hit. Yep. Yeah. And we all do it. Yeah.
And so here's one. We have a pet edition submitted.
This is perfect.
So this one says, Ayo, NP crew. And for those submitting, reminder, these are all anonymous.
All anonymous, yep.
Ayo, NP crew, let me paint this picture. My husband and I are a no kids fam. I invested a lot of time into training our 100-pound Doberman.
It's a big dog.
Shout out to my Brutus baby. Mommy loves you.
You just gave it away.
Anyways.
Oh, the dog's not anonymous?
No. Yeah, dog's not anonymous.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You scared me for a second. I was like, what did I do?
Brutus, we know who this guy is. He's identifying himself.
Anyways, right. We live in an apartment, so daily walks are part of the day.
Sure.
I have trained my dog so well, Flex,
all right,
that I don't keep him on a leash, and the amazement and sometimes terrified reaction of people keeps me feeling alive.
Because Dobermans are, those are scary ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the ones that look like the police dog.
Yes.
Are they?
No, those are German Shepherds.
All right, but like I have
Dobermans
a Yorkie.
Are the ones that like, not, if you watch just, a movie and they yeah. use like a mean dog yeah. character, they'll use a Doberman. Yeah,
because you're like, I have a Yorkie. You're like, dude, you just punt it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Anchorman.
Get out of here. Yeah.
Baxter. Yeah. Now, this dog already gets compliments for being so darn handsome.
Ooh.
But when he's also off the leash and looking so bougie, it's just next level. People are always like, wow, your dog is so well behaved. And I'm just beaming from ear to ear.
Yeah.
But the ultimate tire pump.
I feel good hearing this.
Oh, yeah. The unrivaled tire pump is when I have my giant dog strutting with show dog quality right at my heel off the leash. And we walk by another person with their dog that's just absolutely losing their mind. And it's gnashing of teeth, pulling the leash to its max, man. Standing on its back legs, going bonkers, and we don't even alter our path. We walk right by in perfect sync. I swear if
That's
I...
That's impressive.
Yeah. I swear if I could fist pump my dog, it's in those moments
you
that I would.
You train him to do that? All right. Yeah.
I never have the guts to look these people in the face because like secondhand embarrassment, but sometimes I pause my AirPods to hear if they say anything. And most of the time they say things to their dog like, why can't you act like that
yeah,
dog?
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
That's
bro.
A good one.
That's a good feeling. Dude.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
You got a good trained dog?
I like that a lot. Well, especially when a dog sees another dog, that's when they go nuts.
Yes.
Like when you go to someone's house that has a dog, they're chill, but then a new person comes in, they're going insane.
Right.
Jumping around, ripping their clothes, ripping the person's clothes, yep. clawing on everything. And they're like, hey. Right?
Yep.
And that's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
For pet owners, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to chill out in a little while. Just let it. He's, yeah. To have your dog, a Doberman, not on a leash, other dog. But that's such a, if.
Risky, man.
If at any time.
Yeah.
That thing decides. It's like, I have a pet alligator. Like, all right. Right. But it could eat you.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna. Sounds like it's pretty docile, but it could eat you.
Yeah.
A Doberman off a leash in the park with babies and other dogs is nuts.
100-pound animal is, you're not going to win.
You got to be committed.
You're not going to win. If that dog wants to win,
it's over.
You're not going to win.
You're not going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that is such a risk that the flex is unbelievable.
Yeah.
That everybody goes, I can't put, and then he's
that
just,
adds to it.
Just trotting along. Yeah,
you're flirting with danger a little bit.
Yeah, dude.
They say, I'm going to go 50-50 convenience, like percentage, 50-50 okay. convenience to tire pump on the off the leash dog.
Everybody likes to give their percentages. So like I told a story 2 weeks ago about how I tipped at a restaurant, but I wanted to help the other person, but I also wanted them to see my tip.
Yeah.
Perfect example. I was like, right. I don't know. It's kind of percentage wise, 50-50.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got do you remember we were talking about the celebrity endorsements that we don't believe?
We said celebrity because we always talk about things in the podcast that we use. And we said Shaq for Carnival Cruise Lines. No way.
Right.
No way. Somebody sent in the good one. I favorited this one. They said Jennifer Aniston and Aveeno.
What's Aveeno? Is that shampoo?
I think it's like lotion or something. Okay. Or makeup or something.
Yeah.
But it's like over the counter. You get it at CVS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we're not even... We're very small and we got our own.
Right.
We got our own Caldera. We got our own regimen. There's no way the biggest celebrity on earth is going into CVS.
Right.
And then somebody said, Pete Davidson and Taco Bell. And I go, what? Pete Davidson is Taco Bell.
Yeah, that is the most on-brand thing I've ever heard of.
Yes, Pete Davidson and Taco Bell. What do you think Pete Davidson's eating?
How do you think they're still in business?
Have you seen Pete Davidson?
Yeah, he's there at 4 a.m.
He's like, you don't know if he's getting a Crunchwrap Supreme or the breakfast taco. That's right. What you don't know what window he's in.
Is he late night or early morning? You don't know.
No, who else would you buy that's eating Taco Bell besides Pete Davidson?
That's the perfect guy for that.
Pete Davidson is Taco Bell.
He has to be part owner.
Yes.
Has to be.
Who's saying they're not buying Pete Davidson at Taco Bell? Everything about Pete Davidson screams, I'll go through a Taco Bell.
Yeah. I would bet
at
that
at 4 in the morning.
I would bet that if you go into Taco Bell anywhere on any given day, you got like a 1 in 10 chance of seeing a Pete Davidson there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
You might see him in there.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I don't believe like LeBron James and Nike. I'm like, what?
No.
Have you seen that guy puts on the shoes? He has to play. What? That makes no sense.
There's another one sent in. They said Steph Curry for
I saw
CarMax.
That. Yeah. Huh. Don't try and pretend you have a vehicle that would be available at CarMax. Yeah, I made an Instagram story about this.
Yeah.
There's like a CarMax, you can buy like a Toyota Corolla.
Nice.
For like $16,000.
That's what Steph drives.
Yeah, that's the best car at CarMax.
He puts up 50 points in game 7, yeah. Showers up, does his PR.
Hey, baby.
Gets in the garage, and CarMax. He walks up right into his
Hyundai Elantra. Right into a Nissan Sentra, baby. Yeah. It's got the Golden State colors though. It's blue and gold.
There you go.
Yeah. I do not buy Steph Curry shopping at CarMax.
No.
And LeBron James for Tonal. I don't know what that is.
Tonal's like a home gym type thing, I believe.
LeBron James spends millions of dollars on his body.
No exaggeration.
Yeah. LeBron James Tonal, what is that? Like a Bowflex?
Kinda.
Yeah. I doubt it.
There's no way.
No. But the Pete Davidson, I favorited that one because Pete Davidson and Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I go, Pete Davidson is Taco Bell.
It's the perfect partnership.
All right, we'll wrap it up with this.
Yeah. So we talked about Brad Pitt claiming he had prosopagnosia.
Yeah, he doesn't recognize people.
A few weeks ago. Yeah,
he and a lot of people said that that's real.
I mean, sure, dude. We looked it up. Harvard study said it was what? 1 in 33 people have it?
Okay. It's a disease where you forget people's faces.
Right.
Which that's just everything like a disease that comes out in 2023 would be that.
It's the perfect 2023.
It's like
disease.
I have like somebody, we went to, I was getting food order for a bunch of people yesterday.
Yeah.
I went to Jimmy John's or whatever and somebody had gluten free. Hold on. I wrote this down. Somebody had gluten free and then I go gluten free and they go allergy or preference.
What?
They ask the Jimmy John's or not Jimmy John's, one of the other sub places. Yeah. They go, I go, can I get on a gluten free? And they go, allergy or preference? Meaning like, do you just like do it to do it or do you have an allergy?
Can you ask that?
I don't know, dude. I go, probably preference. Like, I don't, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like how the answer to that would change how
I think
they
it's different bread.
They probably just not like let it touch anything gluten.
Well,
like
it was I said preference, and he went and got a piece of a sub that was in sealed in plastic. Okay. Versus all the other bread is sitting there to cut, and he goes allergy or preference, and I go preference, and he grabbed a. So I don't know what allergy was. I think it was just to be a different one, a more exclusive one.
If anybody knows, please let us know. That's
allergy or preference is funny.
I'm trying to think of where else you could ask questions like that. Like, I feel like that's such an over-the-line question to ask. Like,
allergy or
you want the cheese on the side? Yeah. Is that because you're just difficult or are you allergic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what,
Like, that's what he's trying to say.
Like, no, like my brother-in-law says, no melons in his fruit. Because he gets a fruit cup and the melons are like the cheapest ones and take up the most surface area.
Yeah.
He wants like blueberries, strawberries, pineapple, the good ones. And you put melon, you fill the whole thing up with melon.
Yep.
You put two blueberries and a strawberry, like this is a fruit cup. And he goes, I can't. I'm allergic to melons.
But he's not.
No, he's not. Yeah. Because he's going to get the better ROI on the better fruit.
Right.
So they got to scoop it out. They're like, are you allergic? That's like you go into like the, I need to see your paper. Like I need to see a doctor's note.
Right.
Yeah. Allergy or preference.
That's
perfect.
Yeah, dude.
So that this, you go, hey, sorry, what's your name again? He goes, dude, I have prosopagnosia. You're like, I need to see a doctor now.
Yes.
I need to see,
preference or allergy.
It's like getting
disease or preference.
It's like getting a Xanax prescription. You're like, I need to, you need to be diagnosed.
Yes.
You can't just be out here. Yeah.
So this email says, and this is, I think we can say his name on here. He's written in multiple times. This is Cody.
Okay.
Cody has many medical abbreviations after his name.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, FYI, prosopagnosia is a real neurologic condition that usually occurs after damage to a specific visual circuit in the brain.
Good.
I.e. a stroke or traumatic brain injury.
Got it. Got it. Got it. And also agree.
Yep.
Yep.
Facts.
Yeah.
To be fair, I doubt Pitt has had either of these. This is the email.
Yeah. This is from a doctor.
I don't know. Maybe dating Angelina Jolie or Jennifer Aniston can cause one of those.
Hey, got him. Nice joke. Good joke.
Or I don't know. If it happens at parties, maybe there's something at these parties that could influence memory. Yeah, it's called alcohol, Brad.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, love the show. See you May 4th. Oh,
we don't know if Brad drinks.
We don't.
I don't know if Brad Pitt drinks.
We don't. You're right. We can't put that on him.
But he's saying that it is real because a lot of people said, like, all right. Like, there's people with the people that are like, have celiac disease.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
And we agree.
Right.
We are talking about the guy that's like the gluten-free guy that is like preference guy, mm-hmm. that he's making it difficult for everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy that's like, hey, I'm going to be, what?
Yeah.
Let me get on
it. Do you have a real issue or are you just annoying?
So good, dude. Yeah. But we know that apparently the face recognition is a real thing.
I guess, man. I guess. I'm still not buying it.
I mean, I'm not buying it. No.
I'm not buying that
That's
one.
That's the beauty about, I feel like this is going
to. I'm not buying it or I have it. That's what it comes down to because I forget people's names too, man.
Yeah. But the beauty of like, we say this on the, I feel like a lot of the things in the culture that are like trying to be like sold to us.
Yeah.
Is like the what's great about it and what's great about humor, and it's also humor and truth are pretty close to lockstep.
Mm-hmm.
Comedians will just say it before everyone else, but like you don't really have to like convince people of it.
Mm.
You go, hey, I have, and we go, no, you don't.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but if somebody had a stroke that I know of that.
Yes.
And you go, I don't recognize, or like my dad didn't recognize me, or like, yes. But this, you go. Well,
and if one in 33 people have prosopagnosia, one in 33 people have not had a stroke or traumatic brain injury.
Also
so
true.
So that doesn't really add up.
There, you go like, hey, you need to like identify me as like a furry.
Oh,
and you could be like everyone knows that's not true. Like the what's beautiful about this podcast is like everyone knows the protesters are like, dude, we know you're just trying to get attention.
Yeah, I'll call you whatever you want, but you're not a bunny.
Yeah, yeah, and you're not you don't care about the environment.
Yeah,
you don't have to convince. You just got to go. You just have to go, here's this, and everybody goes,
We didn't have the tire pumping thing when we originally were doing Protesters of the Week.
Oh, yeah. Great point.
That is what that is.
That's what that is. So hey.
Those protesters doing it on video and everything, that is, you're getting tire pumped.
Yeah, and we've given it to you.
Yeah.
We pump a lot of tires ourselves here.
I'd like to hear
for
the
emailers.
Yeah. What are the splits on the protesters?
But no one would ever, what we're saying, if one of those protesters came in here and said, hey, I have a podcast. I need attention too. Mm-hmm. I'm the first guy, but I'm admitting it.
Yeah.
I mean, other people have benefit from it because other people like the podcast. And this is also, I'm not coming into your house and be like, listen to this.
Yeah.
Like they're like, hey, come on in. Like this is like very invasive.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, just like between us, just like, it's just us in the car. Right. That's the girl's sister or whatever. Right. Yeah. Or someone that she trusts and loves.
Yeah. Or the guy talking to the guy.
Yeah.
Talk to the guy.
Hey, dude. All right. It's just us.
Yeah.
Nobody else is here. That felt pretty good, didn't it? Like, did you look at the view counts of that video? That felt pretty good. Like, because I bet in his like private life, there's not much talk about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much like, oh, this is just kind of like your.
It's performance.
Yeah. And he goes, yeah, dude, I don't really care about the environment.
Like, hey,
I would go,
hey, bro, it'd be cool if like, she let you make out with her after, right?
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I got nervous. I was nervous to say that.
Okay, that'd be cool, right?
You're like, hey.
It would definitely be cool.
Like, low key.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really factor it in beforehand, but like if it comes on that way.
Oh, man, just hypothetically, if it comes on there, what's up?
I wouldn't say no.
But. I would not. I'm just saying. We're coming on tour this weekend. We're going out to We just like every, if you live in a city, we're coming there. That's the easiest way to describe
Straight up.
I got probably 50 tour dates on sale. All the they're selling in at a rapid rate.
I can't believe how far you got them booked out.
Whatever we do on this podcast, if you like this podcast, that's the live show times 20.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. We love you guys. See you next week. Net positive, baby. Let's go.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.